We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You want to do awards first and then all NBA?
Yeah, let's do awards.
Okay. Are we starting with the big kahuna?
So that would be the MVP, right? Or...
Is there a bigger kahuna?
So I didn't know. I know who I'm talking to. It's Coach of the Year, technically the big kahuna on this. Yeah. No, let's do the MVP first. I'm curious what your... I think I know what your ballot is, but the order is more fascinating to me.
I don't know. I don't even know. I think there can be some debate about this. So let's just... Why do they only have a... They only have up to a certain... Unless this is all their... This is the only betting... You know, okay. Maybe you will find something different. I was going to just read through what the betting favorites are for all these things as of now before I say what my thoughts are. And I pulled up... This is through Vegas Insider, which takes their stuff from like elsewhere. But like... So they only have six... Oh, no, sorry. They do. They only have six names listed. So Vegas Insider, Jokic is... by far the favorite. He's the best odds you could get it are -3,000, which basically means like you could bet $300 to win $10. So Jokic,
if you want to win $10, then bet Jokic is where this is.
Like, but it's easy. Like, why wouldn't you bet like a $10,000 to win whatever it is? Like,
if you got it, yeah. If you got it, sure. I mean, maybe that's like the margins that people win. You know, that they're like, yeah, this is such a... People do this with the Oscars, with movies and the Oscars all the time. Like Oppenheimer was like -4,000 on Oscar night.
But that's different because they don't have like the straw poll. Like we have the Bontemps straw poll that just came out last week.
We have precursors with movies, though. Like we knew going into Oscar night, like it's won everything. And unless you get a Moonlight La La Land type of upset.
Yeah, but this is...
We're belaboring the point. You're right. He's a very heavy
risk. There. Yeah. Yes. I mean, Jokic is going to win it because as of 2 weeks ago, a vast majority of the voters told us he was going to win it. So Jokic is the number one, followed by Doncic has just barely passed SGA for the runner up spot. Followed by a little gentleman by the name of Jalen Brunson in fourth, who has at least on one site that I could see here, was this Bet365, has moved ahead of Giannis, who is apparently now tied with Jason Tatum for fifth. I am with the betting odds. I think it should be Jokic, Doncic, SGA in that order. In fairness, the table seems to have turned on Luka over SGA recently. I have been in that camp for some time. I don't know. I value all of the statistics that point to the fact that Luka is having just a better season. I'm not like a vastly better season. But he's having a better season. And I don't know that there's a lot of dispute about that. SGA, if he wins or if he finishes ahead of Luka, which he's still good, it would be because his team won 57 games and the Dallas Mavericks won 50 games. And that's fine. That's a hashtag meaningful difference. I would also point to the fact that the Thunder have been a ever much better team. And I think Dallas has come a long way, and could you throw that right back in my face and say like, well, the only reason that Doncic is going to get up this high is because his team has turned it around over the last month to 2 months. And that is fair. But the only reason that they have been able to turn it around is because he is at the epicenter of the orbit and he just makes everything go. Like, Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington are not in and of themselves players who are going to turn your team around, evinced by the fact that they were on two god-awful teams before they got traded to the Charlotte Hornets, thinking PJ Washington, to the Dallas Mavericks. So that's 2 or 3. I'm no surprise, I have Brunson 4. And then I'll still do Giannis 5 over Tatum. I think Tatum's a deserving 6th spot if you had 6 spots on your ballot, but this Boston team truly is a top. It's the starting lineup, really. It's a top 6, but it's the starting lineup. And they've been incredibly healthy. Porzingis is the only guy who's missed any discernible, really cognizable amount of time. And it's only like 23 or 24 games, whatever it is. It's the best top 5 that we've seen in the league. I mean, since the Warriors, you know, like with KD and Steph and whoever the hell else they started, like it's that good. And other guys sacrificed. I know the party motto has been that Tatum has sacrificed, right? All right. I would beg to proffer that Drew Holiday sacrificed more than anybody. I think KP has sacrificed a ton. And yeah, I would say those two are ahead of Tatum. And by the way, Jaylen Brown, maybe the Celtics' best player over the last couple of months.
I don't understand the logic that because he did less, the team was better. Therefore, we reward him. Because that means if you did more, the team would be worse by that logic.
I don't really know. Yeah, I mean, that's
so that doesn't really work for me. It's like, oh, well, he had to sacrifice. No, Bill and Ryan, like, as far as I'm concerned, the Celtics got better and are still have crunch time issues, which are largely centered around Jason Tatum because he did less this year. He didn't have to do as much because the team got better. There's precedent for this. I pointed it out with Alex. The 2018 MVP ballot did not have a Warrior. They won 67 games that year. The guy who finished 5th, Isaiah Thomas, led the NBA in offensive EPM. But because that's a Celtic, it's okay. But here, when the Celtics have a great record, you need to. This is more of an all NBA conversation. I agree, Brunson's 4 for me. And I went back and forth between. I do think the Luka SGA thing is closer than you're giving it credit for, because I think Kyrie is the 3rd best player between the two teams. And the only reason the Mavericks didn't win more is because Kyrie didn't play as much. To your point, Luka's had one of the best offensive seasons ever. And SGA can't say that. And while SGA led the NBA in EPM this season, that's not the end all be all. It's why he finishes 3rd.
And I'll just point out, he did lead the NBA in EPM and estimated wins contributed based on your EPM and how many games you play. But it's damn close. He SGA added 20.1 wins. Luka was 19.2. And then Jokic 3rd. And this is a theme. So like, if there are people out there who do have Giannis ahead of Brunson, like, be careful before you go and snap their heads off, because EPM, VORP, box plus minus, and win shares, all of them have Giannis ahead. Now, Brunson is right there for all of them. Like, VORP, Giannis is actually 3rd ahead of SGA. Brunson is 6th. Box plus minus, Giannis 3rd. Brunson's actually a little bit lower. He's 8th in that. And then win shares, Giannis is 3rd. Brunson is 8th in that as well. But as far as Tatum is concerned, and this is why I think it's tough to have Tatum in the top 5, he's no higher than 10th in any of those. Like, there's, you know, for instance, box plus minus, like, Anthony Davis is ahead of Tatum. Wembanyama is ahead of Tatum. Like, Kawhi, Steph, Donovan Mitchell, even after the time he's missed, is ahead in BPM. LeBron James, like, all of these guys. So,
well, yeah. If you go to EPM, Isaiah Hartenstein is ahead of Jason Tatum. Like, it goes to how impactful that Celtics team is and how good that Celtics team is. The Giannis argument, I agree. Like, it's basically the MVP ballot is Jokic. So, Coors Field, Peyton Manning, whatever you want to call him, one of the best offensive players ever, and the 4 leading scorers in the NBA. are the next four. So that's why I wouldn't be upset if Giannis over Brunson. I personally would have Brunson at four.
But it's also like Giannis is averaging 11 and a half, and 6.5 assists a game. Like that's insane.
We saw what the Bucks were without him over the last two games against the Thunder and against the Magic. Like, yeah. I think he's actually carried them to anything close to a three seed, let alone the thing I would not push back on as far as statistics, because I think the statistical case is if he's top three or four, it's fine. There's a reason why the Bucks are potentially in the position that they're in, and it's because they fired the coach that he didn't want anymore. Then they fired the coach again that he didn't want anymore, and they traded for the player that they wanted him to trade for.
All that stuff matters.
That's part of it. That if you're looking for nitpicks on the margins, that's where you could go if you wanted to punish the Bucks for things that Giannis forced them to do. From a statistical case, he's had one of the five best seasons. So
all of that's incredibly true. He has a 649 true shooting percentage. That includes free throws, by the way, which he stinks at. Jokic is at 650. They're identical from an efficiency standpoint. I'm not trying to like downplay Brunson's season, but like we watch all the threes that he takes, which is the sort of thing that elevates true shooting percentage and effective field goal percentage. Brunson's true shooting percentage is 592. 59.2. So it's like distant from Giannis. Now, does Giannis get a lot of dunks? Does he basically only exclusively shoot, for the most part, shots within like 10, maybe 12 feet of the rim? Yeah. And that you could say that is a knock because he's a more limited offensive player, but he is also arguably the most difficult one-on-one cover inside the arc. Other than Jokic, it's either him or Jokic or Embiid, in fairness, like since Shaq. It's like those three. I don't think there's been anybody in that time that has really come close to those three guys. So Giannis, very good. You're my fifth place MVP guy. Okay.